the first two dots. Minchasim Shabbatim. This mission says a person cannot crack Minchasim Shabbatim. This is Yisrael or Minchasim Shabbatim or Shalom Afanov that without a shua. All these require a shua.
Okay.
It's not Hashem. We learned them in the Sefer Shulas. Can Yisemim lo yifru ela b'shul? When the Yisemim come to collect, the father died, and they're coming to collect, so they need a shul. Where it says miman, from who are they collecting from? Ilema me loiva, if they're coming to collect from the loiva himself. So hashta avien shokel b'lo shul. Vino b'shua, the father collects with on the weight of the star without an ishua, and we're going to mimachayev the yisaimim are coming to collect from the loiva. We're going to require ishua. Why would that be? Alahachi kamar. The mission means the following: v'chena yisaimim mina yisaimim lo yifru ela b'shua. So. We said that the Mishnah says that you cannot collect from Yisomim. You cannot collect from Yisomim without unless you have a shua. And now we're adding not only cannot the Malva collect from the Yisomim. He needs a shua to collect from the Yisomim, but even the Yisomim of the Malva need a shua to collect from the Yisomim. Okay. Amr of Zerika, Amr of Yehuda. Loishanu, this halacha that through Shua, the Yisemim of the Malva can collect from the Yisemim of the Leiva. Al Shomer Yisemim, Amr Lanu Abba, Levi, sorry, this halacha that the Yisemim of the Malva collect from the Yisemim of the Leiva. Is when the Yisemim of the Loiva say back, there's a possibility that they're arguing that our father paid Levisi Parati. Abba Amru, Amru Lanu Abba, Lo Levisi, Abba Shua Lo Yifru. So, if the Yisemim of the Mal were coming in and they don't know the story, and they can't swear. All they can swear is, as far as they know, the star that they found, they never heard from their father that it was paid, that he didn't give us any directives about the star, etc. So, assuming the star is valid, the question was the star paid? The Malva had the star in his possession, which is indicative of the fact that it wasn't paid. The Malva would have collected with the star because... you can't say parati against the star. So we're going to give the Yisemim of the Malva the right to collect based on the star, proving that it wasn't paid. But let's say that the Yisemim said that the star is a forgery. That as far as they understand, the Yisemim of the Loiva say, we think that our father said that this whole thing is a forgery. So they have no way to swear against that argument. They have no... they have no knowledge b'chlal on that. So the loivim of the malva, the shemim of the malva, will not collect even with a shua. That's what Rav Zika said in the name of Rav Yehuda. Maskef l'Rava, so Rava said back that Adarabba, Kolarmel l'Levisi, Kermel l'Parati Dami. You're not believed to say mezuyif against the star. I mean, if the star is a star makuyim, so the star is a star makuyim. So what are you saying? But maybe it was paid, and that's what he meant. But we have a klal. A person says lo levisi, it has the equivalent status of saying lo parati. So if the mal was tamei the loiva, and the loiva says I never borrowed, then he brings Adam that he borrowed. The loiva can't switch and say lo parati. Because in Loi Levisi, there's an automatic statement of Loi Parati. He was murdered in Bezin, he didn't pay. So once the Malva proves that it was paid, that there was a loan, the Loiva has to pay. So over here we have the Shtar. It was the Shtar Mekuyim. Shtar Mekuyim and Bezin, you cannot say that it's forged. So the Shtar was validated, and that's it. Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. So Rabbi said that we have the story wrong. The quote that they said was the following: Amr Bzikra, Amr Yehuda. Lo shana ela shamru yisavim amr lano abba levisi uparati. Abul amr lano abba lo levisi nifroin shalai b'shua shkal amr lo levisi kamer lo parati tami. If the yisavim say that our father said he did not borrow, so then we have a hidah that he didn't pay. Now, that which he says he didn't borrow, we verify the shtar, and that claim becomes worthless because it's a verified shtar. He cannot believe the sale of Parati against the Shtar. But Lolovisi against the Shtar. But once he says, he said Lolovisi, there was a Hodor on his part that he didn't pay. So there's no need to make the assignment of the Malva swear because the Loiva admitted he didn't pay. And that was what Rizrika was trying to say. Okay. So Grashi. It's not Hassan B'Shuas. That the Yisraelim can only collect with a Shua. The Mor says, from who? Inema me loiva. If you're saying the Yisraelim to collect from the loiva, Shalom Kayim, the Malva died, but the loiva is still alive. So the Yisraelim of the Malva are coming to collect from the loiva with a star. So the Mor says, if the father collects without a shua, why should they need a shua? Rather, the case is the yisamim of the malva are collecting from the yisamim of the loiva. Came along Rizrika of Rebuta, said, L'shano d'chim mishtaboy shakli, that which through the shua they collect. Shama yisamim shaloiva, the yisamim of the loiva said, Levisi uparati, that, you know, we think that maybe our father paid. So Yishbu Elu, so then the Yisamim of the Malva swear Shua Shalai Pekadnu Lo Omer Lo Na'aba Lo Metzino Shemar Ben Shoroisa Shashar Zer Perua. So they swear that he did not give us any directive about it. He never once told us anything about it. We didn't find any type of receipt anywhere amongst his papers that this star was paid. So they swear that's the shua that the Yisamim swear. And Benoitlin, they collect based on the shtar. So Rabbi said, Karmel lo parati domi. If a person says lo levisi, it has the equivalent status of saying lo parati. The kivan domer lo lova, by saying he did not borrow, moidahu shaloi pora, any person who did not borrow, obviously did not pay. The star proves that there was a loan. So once we've proven there was a loan, the person has given us a hidor that he didn't pay, so there's no reason. So for sure you should collect. Fine. Therefore, Rizrika said that Lashonu Deboshua, not like you said before, that we're limiting when the Shua is effective, we're limiting when the Shua is needed. It's not needed in a scenario of saying Loi Lavisi. Okay. Something more. The Mishnah said that the case of Nechasim Shabbatim and Nechasim Yisamim and Shalabafonov, all these cases, she needs to make a shua to collect. So Omer Vach Asar Habira. That Maisa Bol if Nei Rabbi Yitzchok. The Bach has a Ritzon Nafka Bantuchia. So this took place in the city of Bantuchia. V'omer So that which that you can that we're going to be, the husband is alive, he's just not here, and she's coming to collect, but the husband's not here. So say, but we should say wait till the husband comes back. So the Mishnah says no, that we collect with the shua, we don't wait. So that halacha that we don't wait and we collect shlobi fonav from the property of the husband, lashon of the ksubas isha. That's only true by ksubas isha. Why? Mishum chino, because we want the woman to agree to marriage, and one of the ways we're going to help that is that she feels confident she can collect the ksuva, and it's any issue she collects the ksuva, and we're going to let that happen under even if he's not around. I'm a balchayv loy for balchayv because now we're not misak and they can collect the b'fonav. We have to wait till he comes back and let him present any arguments that he has. He might have, even though the balchayv is coming with the shua. With the shtar, and he's making a shua, but we don't know what the lawyer might have said, so we have to wait. Okay, that's what Reb Yitzchok Nafka said. V'rova Amar Reb Nachman, Afila Balchayv. That Balchayv also you can collect some fun of. Why shall I hate all echad echad? No, to my oisef shachaveira. Baramon, you will halach v'yeshuv dinasayam, and then go run away to a different country. V'ata noel delis b'fnei lovin. So if that's going to happen, you're going to shut down the source of money for borrowers. Lenders are not going to want to lend if this happens too regularly. So you see from this Gemara that. Mikra din, there's no right to collect shel b'fanav. We need a special takana of the chacham b'shem chino, or because of the shel tino dalos b'fnei lovin, so that we're going to intervene and be masak, and that you could collect shel b'fanav. But mikra din, you cannot collect shel b'fanav. It's an act of a tri in bezdin, You need both baladinim to pass on the case. So, even though he has a shtar, that's not an open and shut case. We have to see what the person might have said. And even with a shua, you can't collect. Okay. Tzak Rashi. Lo yishanu. So the first wide line, Rashi. Shiurim bezin l'nichsei adam shel b'fonav. The bezin will go and collect the nichsei adam shel b'fonav only for suvas isha, but not for balchayv. And Rabbi said even for balchayv. Fine. Okay.
When could person collect from
the he's not collecting from the he's collecting from the property of the borrower when the borrower is not around. That's the issue over here. So some the maker than your person cannot do that. If the other baldin is not here, Bezin should not get involved in the case. The malva is saying I have a shtar and I'm willing to swear and. He owes me the money. I want to take from his property. And the bezin should say, "Excuse me, your other party is not here. We have to wait till he comes back." But chomer sak, and they can do that. Okay. So the end of the Mishnah said, Rav Shimon said, when she's tveya, this is all talking about when she's tveya the ksuba, the yerushim are mashpiyim myself. If she's not tveya the ksuba. The Yerushim are not mashpia, not mashpia her. Okay, so where it says, Rav Shimon Ahai, we're not sure what Rishim is going back on. Like Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah, the Mora says is going to explain what Rishim is going on. So Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, oh, it's going back on the case we just mentioned. On the case of Nifrash or Befonov. That in case where she's collecting from the property of the husband, Shlomo Fonov, and it says, Losifra Ela Beshua, that she has to call it, she needs a Shua. And that we're going to say that the Tanakama meant that Loishno the Mizoni, Loishno the Ksubazisha. That this is true. That she can collect shalom b'fon of the husbands, both for suva and both for mezarnis, in a case where the husband did not divorce her, he has a chiyuv of mezarnis. The husband did not leave mezarnis, and he went off to Medina. Said, "Yeah, she's going to Beis Din." And requesting from Bezin should sell some of the property to pay for her mezarnis. So Misha says that that's a valid claim. But she has to swear that he didn't leave any money for her set aside for mezarnis purposes. So whether she's collecting a case of divorce and she's collecting the ksuba, or a case where there was no divorce and she's collecting the mezarn money, she's selling for the purpose of getting her support, her mezarnis. So she swears she collects shlomofono through a shua. Okay. Comes from Shimon. That, and Shimon says that when she is coming to collect her ksuva, means there was a divorce, then the Yarshim Mashpian I saw. You have your sheha? What do you have over there?
Well, this ghost says Tzorchum Ar Yorshin.
Yeah,
Rishonim Kiswayad.
Right, yeah. Right, okay, yeah. So that halacha that we're saying that the Yorshim have a right to be Mashpia, which is she's collecting the Ksuba. But she's not being to bear the Ksuba. So and the en yarshin mashpia noisa. But if she's not collecting the ksuba, so then the yarshim do not have a power to be mashpia her. So if she's collecting, so she's basically living in the home, dealing with the items. And they're coming and arguing that we don't know, maybe she's taking something for herself. She's not dealing with the items properly, in the appropriate way. So that they don't have power to make her swear.
Isn't she also getting zonos?
So within that context, there would be a question of her taking mazonos. But the shua would be rooted in the shua, which we have on the idea of an apitropis, a person who has a manager, like we saw, they don't have a tadis bori, they have a tadis shema. So that the tadis shema, that maybe there's something where she's taken over here inappropriately, is the shua of the din of apitropis. If I point apitropis, I have a right to be mashpia the person with the tadis shema. The yarshim don't have that right. The more They're arguing the following machlokes. That's not. Mishaholach lemdinas hayam. Person went away. Ve'ishta tevas mezonos. And the woman is requesting mezonos. So chalon oimer tishava b'soif v'lo mishava b'tchilo. She takes the mezonos. When the husband comes back, he has a right to take her to bed and to get a shavua out of her that she did not take anything improperly. Because man, the husband is not here, Bezin allows her to take mezonos without a shavua. And so we can make her swear right now. For the mezonos and the besoif, when eventually we're coming to collect the ksuba, we have a right to make her swear again that there was any, that there was nothing put aside for ksuba purposes. So Rav Shimon is kechonot, Rabbanon keep gnei kahanik b'dayla. Okay.
Who are these b'nei kahanik?
Who were they?
It's, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
The phrase before? I don't know. Masal Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, "Hayershin Mashbino saw Bezin Mashbino saw me boiling." Rav Shimon says, "Yershin Mashbino." Talk about Yershin Mashbino over here. This is the way you're presenting the case. This is not an issue of Yershin. This is an issue of Bezin allowing her to collect from the property of the husband who's alive. So, what's it with Yershin? Okay. El Omer of Sheisha Zaha. Rav Shimon is going back on the different case. We had before, it says, Hocham and Kebra Baalot Lebeis Aviyah. Ashechos Lebeis Chemiyah V'lonas Apitropia. And Yerushim Mishpiyanu saw. V'im Nasis Apitropia Yerushim Mishpiyanu saw. So there, that is a case where we do discuss the issue of apitropsis. And the Mishnah says, Hanukkah says, in a case where, as long as the husband was alive, she was not in that position. And after, as soon as the husband died, she did not go back to the husband's home. She went back to her home, owed to her father-in-law's home, and she was never dealing with the properties after death. So Tanakhama says the Yerushim have no claim against her. The only claim they have against her to make her swear is if she's been managing the property of the husband after his death. So maybe she squirreled some money away for herself, etc. But as long as the husband was alive, she was not doing that after the husband died. They have the right to be mashpia her that maybe she has the money for the ksuba put away somewhere. Okay. So mashpina saw la osid love, mashpina saw masha of her. So the rights to make her swear only in that which comes after the death. And that which was before the death. Well, Rav Shimon the Meimar, calls Masha Tevas Ksuvasa Yershin Mashpin Nisa. And Tevas Ksuvasa and Yershin Mashpin Nisa. So he's saying, no, that if she's been asking for a Ksuva, she's going to have to swear to collect. The father set up an apichopis for his yisurim. So if the father of the yisurim appointed him as apichopis, so we have Bezen has a right to make him swear that he's not done anything inappropriate, taking any money for himself. But however, Minu Bezdin Lo Yishava, the Tanakhama says, if however the one who appointed the apichopis was the Bezdin, so he's acting as the arm of Bezdin, so then we do not make him swear. Abashol or Merchilah Fadvarim. Abashol says the opposite. Minu Bezdin Yishava. Minu Avi Yisamim Lo Yishava. What's the machlokes? Machlokes is we're balancing the need to find apichopsim with the need to protect the property of the assignment. So if you tell a person, listen, we're hiring you as apichopis and we're going to make you swear. The guy says, I'm not interested in the job. You know, if part of the job is going to be that you're going to force me to swear, then maybe I take something improper. Then why should I want to do the job? So we're not going to find people who are going to be an apichopis. We're going to make them swear. So there's an argument that the Bezin should, in order to convince people to do that, we'll say that you're going to trust you and not have that put that type of pressure on. On the other hand, we could argue that people will not refrain from being an apichopis, even if they have to swear, if it comes with a certain amount of covet. Covet is worth money.
Good morning, Jolly.
So, here's a person who's about to die, and he calls his fellow and says, I trust you to take care of my children. Right? So there's a tremendous surge of covet right there. Says you know, but Bezdin might make you swear. He says, I don't care, it's worth it. Or vice versa, right? The Bezdin in the city called the guy and says, you're the reliable person we trust to manage the estate of the assignment. Wow, that's pretty b'chosh of a covet. He says, you have to swear. So that's machlokes. Which way do we see is more covet? That we're not afraid that they're going to refuse the apichopsis because of the shua. Right now we're suggesting that Reb Sheshes is saying that Reb Shimon Kavashol, Rabbanan ki Rabbanan. So that a case of we had a case where she was the Tanakhama is saying that the din of Shua in a case where she was an apichopis, she did not go to Kever from Kever Baal to the Beis Avia, but she went back to the home of her husband. She was dealing with the properties, so she has to swear. If Shimon says no, she only has to swear once she's come to collect the ksuva. But the shua's apichopsis of what she did with the property while she was an apichopsis, she doesn't have to swear. So that's Shimon is going like her appointment over here was based on the being married to the husband, so that's the equivalent of the husband appointing her. So after Abba Shaul said, when the Vayisamim appoints, there's no shua on the apichopis. So Rav Shimon is saying in our Mishnah, till she asked to pay for her ksuva, the shua of apichopsis, how she was dealing with the properties, she was appointed by the Vayisamim. There's no shua. The Tanakhama said there is. Okay. So the Mora says it doesn't fit in the words of the Mishnah. Masil lo bayit. Hi, if that's what you wanted to say, the phrase of kolzman shetavas ksubasa is not the correct phrase. Hi, kolzman shetavas ksubasa. If that's what you wanted to say, you would not have said this phrase of kolzman shetavas ksubasa. What you would have said is im tavas mi boiling. Rishimin says that as long as she's not asking for a ksuba, she doesn't have to swear. If she asks for her ksuba, then she has to swear. So that would be the right way to say that. But Lashon of Kolzman is any time she asks for a ksuba, she has to swear. That's not the point. The point is she doesn't have to swear unless she asks for the ksuba. So if she asks for the ksuba, she has to swear. Okay. Alam Rabaya, I'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow. Ahoa. Rishimah's going back, all the way back on the Reisha. It says, Kasa lo neder shua ein li alayach, ein li yachal hachbiya. Neder shua ein li, v'lo lo yarshay, v'lo boyin b'rishusi, alayach, v'lo yarshayach, v'lo boyin b'rishuseich. And the Yochel Ashbiya, Lohu, Velo Yarsha, Velo Boyin Breshusai, Lohi, Velo Yarsha, Velo Boyin Breshusai. If he makes his all encompassing statement that he has no right to make a demand of Shua, neither he nor his the people which are going to become based in him against Sir or against Sir Yarsha. So then he has no right to make, so that he has not only lost the right to be Meshbiya for himself, but also for those who purchase from him and from his Yisrael. Vasar Shimon the Meimar. No, because Mashu Tavas Ksubasa, Yershin Meshbiya Noisa. The deceased's act of forgoing his right for a Shua, even if he says that he's forgoing the right of his Yershim to get a Shua, he has no power to take away, Shimon says, their right to a Shua, collecting from the Yisraelim, needs a Shua. I, the father said, you won't. How is the father's act binding upon the Yarshim? So, when she comes to collecting Suba, she has to swear. And that is going to be a true statement. Any woman who comes to collect from the Yisraelim, whether there was promises by the father, whether there's no promises by the father, so they need a shua to collect. That was the question which we had before, whether the father's act would be binding upon his yarship. So, Rishim and his Kazabashal. Rabbanah Kirabbanah. Okay. Masal Rapapa. Rapapa says, Hatena Kozman Shatavas Ksubasa. So Shimon says, "Kolzmash tavas k'zavasa hayoshem eshbiyin usa." So that's great. Abai has explained that. What's the second half? V'made a tavas k'zavasa hayoshem eshbiyin usa. Why do we need that last line in the Mishnah? What point is that adding? Which was not here before. Ela Umbra Papa. This is Lafuke. Midri Belozer Machlukte. What's that referring to? Going back on on Pevav and Mabez in the Mishnah. The Moshe was Isha Chibonis, Shemin Apichopia. So here she was appointed Apichopis Bechai Baalot. The Tanakhama says, Meshpia Kozman Shehirtza. So he has the right to Meshpia her. And as it said, that Afilo Apilchla Baalisasa. Okay. So Shimon is going back on that. That the only right that he has to be mishpia her is through asking for the ksuba. But to ask for a shua on the apotropsis period while she was under, while the husband was alive, and say the argument that the same way the husband had a right to be mashbir her, that the yisurim would also have a right to be mashbir her. Even with the Tanya Shema, all Shua's apotropsis is a Tanya Shema. That Rav Shimon says, if she's not asking for the ksuba, the Yerushim have no power to mashpia her on the apotropsis that took place b'chayev b'alo while the husband was alive. Okay.